following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I hope you guys have been having a good day so far. Coming to you with a quick devo for today, and we're going to talk about why it is so important to passionately teach about the knowledge of God, the truth, the knowledge of God that was made known to us in the face of Jesus. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I thank you for everybody who's watching today. I pray, Lord, that we remember to recognize you as the divine Holy One that created all life, all physical and spiritual life, Lord, that you have made yourself known to us in the person of Jesus. Father, and that we look at Jesus in the way that he modeled truth, in the very nature of who he was, how he cared for other people, Father, and the strength that he has. I pray, Father God, that you call back to mind all the things that we need to remember about Jesus as we walk about our daily life. Forgive us for the things that we have done wrong, Lord, and help us just continue to reflect upon you as we forgive others. In your name, amen. All right, so let's get started today. I had a conversation this morning with one of our pastors. We gather around together at 9 o'clock every morning and we pray. And then we usually have a few little ministry conversations about things that we see that are happening in the news, things that are happening within churches, within maybe the body here at Refuge. And this morning I was talking with Pastor Chase and we were having a conversation, a really encouraging and uplifting conversation. And I'll stop right there for a second. Let me tell you, it is so awesome to have pastors around Refuge that love to have conversations about ministry subjects with each other. It's just great to be in fellowship with people who love to talk about ministry subjects, and I would encourage you to make sure that you have friends with you, people that you can talk about the Lord with. And if you're at work, or if you're really, no matter where you're at, if you're at home, make sure you got people around you that you can just like chat with them about the Lord. You can talk about the things of God and you can have discussions with them. It's really encouraging. It's really good. So sorry, that was a tangent. We have that here at the church and that's what we were doing this morning. Well, we were talking about the idea of, or about something that's a little concerning that we have seen in different people as we have had ministry opportunities outside of Refuge and within Refuge and in our different ministry experiences in life, and how on the increase recently, there has been a lot of, we have noticed maybe certain people that we've come in contact with that love the Lord. They want to know God more, but when faced with this question, this one question, they kind of stumble through it. And that's this, it's what is the gospel? Or how would you explain the gospel to somebody? How would you explain the good news of the knowledge of God? How would you explain the truth of life to somebody? And that's what we mean when we say gospel, the good news of the truth of Jesus, the truth of life, the singular truth that we build our entire life upon, and faith and belief and way that we do church. How would you explain that to somebody? And there are a lot of believers that struggle with that. Well, that should be concerning for us because that's the foundational building block of our faith, is what we would say the good news of Jesus. Well, we were talking about that and I thought, hey, I want to just give everybody who's watching a little bit of encouragement. If you have a hard time answering that question, well, what is the gospel? I would say, well, listen for a second. It's really simple. It's really easy to understand, and it's good for us to remind ourselves of what exactly the gospel is, because remember, we're supposed to be people that share the gospel, share the good news, share the knowledge of God. It's simply this, that God the Father, the one that everybody is searching for, the one that everybody is looking for, that God the Father is the source. He's the creator and source of all life, physical and spiritual. For God the Father is the source of all love, joy, peace. He is the source of all that is good, that he is absolutely perfect. And he created men and women, me and you together, to be vessels that share His light with the whole world, that we, it is through us, that we are to demonstrate, we are to shine the light of the Father, of love, joy, and peace to everybody that we encounter. Well, there's a problem, though, is that years ago, at the very beginning, there was a choice that was made, and that choice was to reject the knowledge of God and for man to do their own thing, and that was a rebellion against God, and that's the place that we're all in, and that's why we see so much devastation in the world today. And that's why me and you struggle on a day-to-day basis with not being absolutely loving, with not being filled with peace, even though we know the truth. We struggle with that, and that's because we are filled with the knowledge of evil, or what we would say is sin. We're filled with that sin inside of us, and that's why we struggle. And that sin, we do things to each other over time, and different people do things to us over time. And that weighs heavy in our minds and in our hearts. And we walk in this life holding on to the knowledge of our sins, of the things that we have done in the past, holding on to the things that people have done to us. We hold on to that, and that weighs us down. And that causes us to think in certain ways that are not in line with God. Well, the message is simple, is that Christ came to die on the cross for your sins, for all that you have done wrong, and that when you take your sins, the knowledge of evil that is within your mind and your heart, and you say, God, forgive me, I'm going to place that on the cross. He says, great, I have destroyed it upon Jesus. All that you have ever done, that you've ever done that is wrong, that has been placed upon Jesus, and He is the one who has taken the punishment. He is the one who has destroyed all of that sin. And now you can live free of the knowledge of your sin and the things that people have done to you as you start to remember and focus on the very nature of who God is. And when you receive that, God promises that you will be filled with His Spirit, that you repent, that you open up the door of your heart, if you will. And when you do that to the knowledge of God, who is the very source of life, is that that message inside of you will start to grow, and the light of God will start to grow and replace all of those areas within your life that are dark. And you will start to bear what the scriptures like to call the fruit of the light, or the fruit of the Spirit. And you will start to reflect the love, joy, and peace of the Father who is in heaven. And how beautiful is that message? We as believers need to be strong in that message. We need to take courage in that message. You can't defeat that message. You can't replace that message with anything else. There's no action or work that you have to do. What you have to do is you have to trust in the Lord. You have to believe within your heart. You have to receive the knowledge of God. Turn from what you have done that is wrong, and start walking in the light. And what a joyous message, and what a simple message that is. A simple message of to just love God with all your mind, with all your heart, with all your soul. And through the nature and the power of His Spirit, may that just dwell deep within your heart. As 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6 would say this, for it is God who allowed light to shine out of darkness, and the light of the knowledge of God shines in our hearts that was made known to us in the very person of Jesus. If you want to know God, know Jesus. So, the message of the gospel, the good news, is follow the Lord. Follow the Lord. Follow the light. Make sure it's the true light of life that is communicated to us through the scriptures. Take confidence in that message today. Let's not be Christians who are not confident in the truth of the gospel, in the truth of the word, and what that does to us. Sometimes we lack the confidence to share that message with other people simply for this reason, because we haven't truly practiced it. We haven't truly practiced it in our own life and with those around us. We maybe know the message textually because we have opened up our scriptures, or maybe we watch videos like this where somebody has shared the gospel with us. We may know it from a position of understanding it from a distance, But do you know the message of the gospel in here, and are you actively practicing that message out? And are you going around to those that you love, sharing that message with confidence? I pray for you today that, as the Apostle Paul would write in Colossians chapter 1, verse 9, that he prays for fellow believers that they may grow in the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of the Lord that only the Spirit brings. I pray that for you today. I pray that you will grow in the confidence of that knowledge, but you will only grow in the confidence of that knowledge as you practice that. Look for areas in your own life today to practice that. Look for areas that you need to introduce the gospel to, the knowledge of God, the very knowledge of who he is made known to us in Jesus. I know I keep saying that over and over again, but you have to really understand that we as Christians need to know this over and over again, the knowledge of God made known to us in the face of Jesus, who is the truth of life. That is what we call the gospel, the good news of God revealed to us. No more searching. We don't have to look anymore, anywhere. We don't have to do anything weird. We just have to believe in the very truth that the true source of love, joy, and peace is from the Father. And he's come here to destroy all the knowledge, all that we have done that is wrong, and to allow us to walk freely in his light. Let's go ahead and pray today. Father, I thank you so much for everybody who's watching. Pray that today they practice, Father God, the knowledge of who you are. The knowledge of who you are made known to us in the face of Jesus. Knowing that the scriptures bring that knowledge to us. The knowledge that you are the source of all life, of love, joy, peace, that you are good, faithful, that you are perfect, you are righteous, and we are not, and we are in deep need of you. Lord, may you destroy those areas within our life that we are dark, that's dark with inside all of us, but may we be willing to freely confess those to you and allow you just to remove those sins that are within us. Help us grow closer with you, and help us, Lord, grow in the confidence of sharing that message with other people. In your name, amen. All right, guys, I hope you have a good day today. Be blessed as you go about your workday. Remember, keep shining the light of the Lord. Bring others to the faith. Let them know about Jesus. Don't let that opportunity go away today. All right, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds.